You had mentioned research on CDK inhibitors. Of course, CDK4/6 inhibitors are a routine part of the treatment of breast cancer nowadays, but are being looked at in other tumors, although I hadn't heard about it being looked at in pancreatic cancer. What do we know about this?
So genetically, when we look at sequencing approaches for pancreatic cancer tumors in the last decade, we recognize that CDK, N2A gene mutations, P16 alterations, etc. So the pathway of cyclin-dependent kinases is affected in about 40% of pancreatic cancer patients. And there is obviously a genetic predisposition syndrome called the familial atypical melanoma syndrome, where patients actually have a loss or a defect in the P16 gene. And these patients have, again, this genetic predisposition for pancreatic cancer as well. Now, what we hope is that CDK4/6 inhibitors would benefit pancreatic cancer patients because, again, genetically, it's so common to see these alterations. Having said that, right now we have absolutely no data suggesting that CDK4/6 inhibitors are effective. We have just completed a study with CDK4/6 inhibitor monotherapy, as well as a combination with a PI3 kinase mTOR inhibitor and TGF-beta inhibitor in the refractory setting, and we are hoping to be able to present the data at an upcoming meeting. The study just completed accrual. There is a study combining CDK4/6 inhibitor palbociclib with nab-paclitaxel in pancreatic cancer, and again, we're waiting for those results. We're very hopeful. But so far, no reports had been out there suggesting much efficacy, especially with single agents. So we're waiting to get the data to really see if we can move the field forward.